Welcome back, everybody, to the Weary Travelers Podcast. You got Mike, Joe, and Jared here coming at you with episode 2 of season 3. This week we're going to be talking about one of the greatest movies, in my opinion, Dazed and Confused. Yeah, yeah, it's one of my favorites of all time. It really is.
That's tough. Tough to compete with.
I mean, it's got its own, like, obviously there's better cinematic movies out there, but I think that it's, I've said it before on the podcast, I'll say it again, it's like one of my favorite movies for doing, like, for putting you in the time zone. Like, it makes me miss a time that I wasn't even alive for. Like, I watch them, like, man, those were the days. I've never fucking seen 1970. So, I absolutely love it. But let's just go around the room real quick and get your initial opinion on it. So, Joe, why don't you?
I think the thing that Dazed and Confused is known for, rightfully so, best soundtrack to a movie, maybe.
Yeah.
Not original score. I didn't say original score, because there is no score, because it's just, yeah.
It's just a collection of songs.
Yeah. Fucking love it though. I think you mentioned this, and I think we're gonna dive right into this. The acting for some of the actors is
it's
a little unbearable.
It's a little hard to get through.
Some would say amateur.
Yes.
Some would say not good acting.
It's so bad.
Oh god.
Yeah, gee, the way he just touches, he pinches.
Oh, it's awful.
He pinches his like eyes, like where his eyes meet. All.
Oh. And long hair don't my cover sister. That. Oh. Long hair don't cover that redneck boy.
Yeah, his acting is horrible.
I hate, and this is about all he's known for, and rightfully so.
He fits in it. I mean,
I think they could have done better.
They probably could have.
I think like just about everybody in that movie was a new actor.
Yeah,
including McConaughey, right?
Yeah, Matthew McConaughey.
Is that his first movie?
If it wasn't his very first, it was one of his first.
One of his first professional, maybe.
I think it might have been the first movie that like he was in that actually got any recognition. If it wasn't his first,
yeah,
it was Ben Affleck's first.
Yeah,
Benny Affleck.
But Jared, like, before we get into
great movie, I love it.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't have anything.
High highs anything and low lows.
Nothing crazy to add.
All right,
it's an enjoyable watch for sure.
So I want to talk about this, because I was thinking about this as I was watching it, and I haven't asked you guys about this, I'm very curious what your answer is, but if you had to pick a character from the movie that you think is where you would fall, like, which one is closest to, like, how you would go through that scene?
Every character, God, I want to be Matthew McConaughey, but I'm not.
No, you're not. I will stop you right there, you're not.
What about the guy who's making his paddle in woodshop class?
Okay.
And he shows up at the grade school and he gets on the guy who actually does the PA announcement?
I would definitely see you as that guy.
I mean, he seems like a nice guy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's
kind
like,
of a bit of a tool, bit of a douche.
So the reason I think that fits is because, not that he's a tool and a douche, although he is like...
Is that who you had marked for me?
I would have, easily.
Really?
Either, like, I think that's...
Dare you say it, the guy with the...
That would be my other guy. It was one of those two guys, but I can't see you hitting on a teacher.
No, me neither.
Just Matthew, come on, let's go.
Oh, boy. Miss Leck.
Miss Webb, come on, let's go.
But no, because he was the one that, like, he did the whole paddle thing, which I think is right up your alley, but he also did, he was the one that was trying to talk, it's not Mitch. Mitch is the younger guy, but the quarterback, Pink. He was the one trying to talk Pink like back onto the team. He's like, come on, man.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, it's not just you. We're all trying to. And I feel like that would have kind of been you as well.
Also, is he the dude at the end of the party where he's sitting in the back of his truck? He stands up, gets a little dizzy, and sits right back down.
Yes.
That is, I've never seen a better setup for a, and by the way, the whole time I was watching this, I was thinking, okay, what's my favorite car? And it was that truck that
really?
That dude has to start off until you are introduced to Matthew McConaughey.
I was going
to
say,
by and far.
Matthew McConaughey's car is cool. And so is the one that they ride around in and
what's
smoke.
Hitting all the mailboxes?
The orange one?
The orange one.
The orange
you
one's
like
sweet.
That?
I think the orange one's cool.
Yeah. Little old muscle car?
It's not necessarily the paint job on it. Like, I'm not a huge fan of the orange, like the color scheme, but it was a cool car. Because that's the slow ride car as they're pulling in at the very beginning.
That's why they're destroying all the mailboxes.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And that intro scene is like just, hey, let's have a car show in the front lot.
Yes.
That, it was just amazing, car after car.
Yeah. No, I definitely think, I think that guy fits you for sure.
Who would Jared
I have no
be?
Idea who I would even
Jared
say
would be the, Jared would be Pink.
I'm no quarterback.
I think you might
maybe?
Be. Maybe.
Or maybe the girl. Air Raid! Bitch. What's her name? Fuck, it's like Dottie or something. Or
I'm trying to think. I think Jared could be Pink. What, he plays? Cool.
Oh, with that shag haircut you had at LaSalle High School?
That's a good point.
Man, oh man, that was dead on.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, it could be, like, so he's not like, he was the star quarterback, but he wasn't like a huge, like he was into sports, but he wasn't like a huge jock to where he's like, oh, I'm the star.
Back when Jared was a sheepdog.
Yeah,
Pink. And
that's
now,
fair.
Mr. Meeky.
I think mine's easy.
I
go ahead.
I'll let you pick. It's I want you to be the Goldberg guy.
Yes. That's what I was gonna say.
Yeah, the guy
I was either of those two guys. I was either the Jewish guy. Is he
Adam,
from Saving Private Ryan?
Adam Goldberg, yeah. Or is his name Adam? Something Goldberg, yeah, he is.
And then
he's
or
in a shitload of
or stuff. The blonde guy.
Mm-hmm.
Probably more the blonde guy, simply for the fact that I also have sex dreams about Abraham Lincoln.
How was that? That was a 3-4 year difference between him and that chick he hooks up with?
And she's 14 coming in. She's an incoming freshman.
Oh, she's a ninth grader?
Yeah,
or an eighth grader, essentially?
Yeah, because she's an incoming freshman.
Wow, that is like, has that
but
ever happened?
But he's a junior, so he would be 17.
Yes, it's fucking happened.
That's a bit of a gap there. You don't see
depending
that.
On how the ages shift. I mean, it's really not. It's like a 3-year gap
sorry,
at most.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like, but it does come off as a little creepy because he's like older.
Yes.
What would you do for me? If you marry me? Would you suck on my balls?
Open your mouth like.
Oh, God. One of my favorite little insults from that movie is the girl I compared Jared to.
Yeah, the bitch.
She says, after that whole, like, what do you call that? Hazing. Yeah. Hazing all the incoming freshman girls. She looks at somebody off camera and she says, what are you looking at?
Oh,
wipe
yeah.
that face off of your head, bitch. I've never heard that expression before in my life. That needs to come back. Yeah. Wipe your
make
face off of your head, bitch.
Can we all
take it and run with it?
Can we all agree that Slater is Andrew Leon?
Oh yeah.
I can't see that guy.
Slater.
Not that's Andrew. Catch you later.
Check you later.
All the mans he says. Man, man, man. All
right, man. But just know that I got shotgun, and I'm only giving it to you because I'm going to be inside. It's, I don't know.
That was funny.
Every time I see
like
it, I'm
that.
Just like, that reminds me of Andy Leon.
I fucking, oh God, there's so much. Yeah, that black truck I wrote down, I was like, that's my favorite so far.
That did nothing for me.
Really? And the whole setup with the chair, the foldable chairs in the back.
Oh, no, I like that. I mean,
you know what? You know what this made me? Reminded me of, and I felt like that was so lame. We could have done better than that. You remember our senior year prank?
No,
Glorious.
I don't.
Really?
I really don't.
We just tailgated in front of the school. We all parked in the teachers' parking spots.
No,
I don't think.
And that one teacher showed up and was like, "Move your cars." I'm like, okay. All right.
I don't think
who
I was.
You?
I forget.
I don't remember that.
Really?
Well, I didn't drive to school, so. That doesn't surprise me.
Did you walk?
Yeah.
No, that's right.
You no, you took the bus.
One street down, right?
The one time I tried to drive, I got in a wreck.
Bruce Malcolm.
No, really?
Yeah.
Bruce Malcolm?
Yeah. Bruce was, he had already graduated. He was dropping off his little brother, and he was leaving, and I pulled out. Like, I pulled out in front of him. It was completely my fault, and he hit me.
Like a deer in the headlights.
And it completely ruined his, like, car that he had just bought. And I felt so bad.
Motherfucker!
When his mom came and she was the like sweetest,
Bruce
bit, like she was
awesome.
Like the sweetest old black lady you've ever met, and she came over and
yeah.
hugged me. And was like, "I'm just so happy you're safe." And
you
I'm
okay,
like,
sugar?
"Yeah, she was." Sugar. She like made me feel better about like wrecking, like having her son wreck into me. I was like,
"You just destroyed your son's car, but thank
yeah.
you for the hug."
We were watching not Shark Tale, but Finding Nemo in Mrs. Webb's class with him in it, and it was Bruce the Shark. Hello, my name's Bruce. Hello, Bruce.
Let me ask you this, getting back to the movie. Have you ever in your lifetimes like gone around and like messed with people's cars or mailboxes like that?
No.
No. The closest I come to is garage hopping.
Oh. What?
Active and professional.
Lake Hills?
Yes. So just walking around, it was like...
I heard about four or five people. People got caught doing that, didn't they?
Yeah, I was in on... I was one of the last... I always got stuck being the last to...
But were you with them when that happened?
Yeah. It was two people had went, come and gone. Dower comes in, and the worst part, it's bottles of beer. That doesn't
travel well.
It doesn't travel well. Exactly. Good words. Yeah. So he like takes an arms full.
Wait, you didn't just go and grab one?
No, we were grabbing enough to, you know, have Parted. A little, you know, okay. Maybe like three or four and a hand if you can fit them.
So you were this like
every man for him. So let's raid this garage. Okay. If it's going to be done, it's going to be done right.
So people just had their beer sitting out in the garage, or were you they opening mini their, fridges or like fridges?
They had their garage doors open.
Right.
And they would have people have, I guess. Do you guys have outdoor fridges?
I don't.
We had a mini fridge.
Or one in the garage.
Yeah,
or,
we had a I little guess, mini fridge. We kept all our
If you have a family, I'm sure you keep the popsicles out there and shit like that. But yeah, you would go around house to house and just grab some beer. And the guy came out during Dower's thing. Dower drops one or two beers and says, "Run for it!"
Did you guys get caught or did he just like...
I mean, we just ran away.
Okay.
And that was, I mean, who's going to chase?
Did he call the cops?
I hope not.
I don't think so. God. No. You just run and hide in the woods down by the lakes.
Have you ever done anything?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
I wouldn't.
Me neither. What I'd be way done. Too scared. I'd be too scared to do that.
Yeah.
It was such a rush.
And that just planted the seed of his shoplifting.
I never shoplifted. I heard stories of people shoplifting.
I've stolen one thing out of the store.
Mike, you sinner.
It was at Kings Island. I know. I feel so bad to this day. It was at Kings Island, and I didn't have any money, but we were just hanging out at one of the candy stores. And I just stole a piece of candy out of the thing and ate it. And I
wait,
felt
like
so
an end of it, like something you had to unwrap?
No. Like
in
that you grabbed the shovel candy where you're the
That is perfectly legitimate, sir. Do not feel bad about yourself. I do that to this day. It's recommended that if I'm going to buy a sack of shit, I'm going to sample the sack of shit, right? I wonder like what that. Chocolate raisins taste like. Oh, yeah.
Maybe that was just a good one. Let me try and make sure the other one. Yeah, so, but no, that's the only thing I've ever taken from a store, and I still feel guilty about it. I'm just not cut out for it.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
I think...
I like to live on the edge.
Yeah, apparently.
I don't think I ever stole anything. Maybe a piece of candy. You know what? Truth be told, on the way to Covington, Scherpenberg's Cavern,
I remember.
I put the beer, like two cases of beer on the bottom of the cart. And while checking out, I completely forgot about him. But it was mid-checkout, and I did not say.
We've done that. Jake and I did that at this Kroger. We just completely forgot about it. It was two 12-packs of cola.
Oh, whoopsies.
But we were, like, walking out. We had already paid. We'd already checked out. We're, like, walking out of the doors, and I was like, oh, shit, did we get that? And he's like, nah, I don't think so. I was like,
it's all the way back there.
Yeah, but that was a complete accident. There was no malice. We were just like, oh, I completely forgot to put
I'm
it
sure
up.
That happens once a day.
What I was told at Kroger? Or not Kroger, working at Home Depot. If anybody buys a tire, you check the inside of the tire. Because sometimes people like stuff.
So anyway, Mike, what do you got?
Copper and shit in there.
So turn it back to the movie. Hirschfelder, the fat little kid, their friend, was at the dance making out with that chick,
yes.
And then they pulled him away to go do stuff. I would have never left that.
The dance?
If I was there like making out with the chick, there's nothing my friends could have said that I'm like, well, they're like, oh, maybe there'll be chicks out there. I'm like, well, I'm good.
At the beginning of the movie, the one, I don't know who it is, the girl's saying like, oh, you want to blah, 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 and he's like, oh, I'll probably be going to the dude's house later. Like, they don't try and I don't care.
I just mean that, like, I don't know.
Take a lot to pull Mike away from sloppy seconds.
Yeah. I feel like I'd much rather be making out with the chick.
Well, yeah,
I mean, who is way out of his league because he is a fat little kid. And yeah, and then what happens? He leaves. His friends pull him away from that chick.
Gets his ass beat.
He leaves, gets his ass beat, and that's it. And then I guess he pours paint onto Ben Affleck. But yeah, like that's
sweet, sweet revenge.
Yeah, I don't know. I was like, he got the role.
Didn't Ben Affleck's character flunk out? Wasn't that his background?
Yeah. So yeah, he was a returning senior, and that's why everybody's like, what the hell? He did this last year. We're like the same asshole just because he's stupid. Yeah. Yeah, I'd be upset about that too.
Oh, and hey, Mitch, Carl. I love that. I more than anything, I want my Honda CRV to have the ability to project my voice.
Get it. You want a CV? Get a radio. Get some speakers.
A CV radio. Yeah.
Do it.
Mount some speakers on the in the bottom.
I like.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Yeah. Man in the leopard dress. You have an amazing rack.
What is that?
It's a Hangover.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. How about some of the things you noticed back then that would never happen today? Kid shows up to a baseball game and gets a ride. And were his parents? Have you ever seen that kid's parents?
At the very end, his mom yells.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But she wasn't even at the game. She wasn't
with his. Well, not all of us had loving
parents,
Joe.
They just watched their parent, their kid, get assaulted by older men with
tattles.
Oh,
no, they weren't there. He got a ride with his friends, and then his friends left.
Okay. Yeah. I'm telling you.
70s. That's how you're old.
Yeah, my now dad, you go to jail.
You know what my dad told me? And maybe this was the 70s, maybe it wasn't, but he said coming home from Coleraine High School, they had a van with a sliding door, and they would find freshmen walking home from school.
And grab them?
No. Oh. And they would say, hey, kid, you want a ride? Yeah, they'd get real close, and then they'd take a milkshake and throw it on him and drive away.
So that's where you get it.
Well, you know, 70s, right?
That's a waste of a perfectly good milkshake.
Yeah, I drink milkshake.
That's what he said. He gave me the details. He said, now it's a milkshake, so you got to drink half of it. Yeah. You know? Oh, shit.
I liked that everybody just went and hung out at the pool hall as like the beginning place. Before, like, and then they went and partied
just
after.
Just the pregame.
Like, they were all just hanging out at the pool hall. It's like kind of like Crossroads.
Did they serve beers there?
No, they had to go next door and get a sixer.
Get the sixer.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I did like that.
And they brought in beer.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I like that format. I think that's still a thing down in Texas.
Maybe.
Pool halls and you bring food and snack there?
I'll say there's a little place in Talladega that lets you bring your own beer, too.
Really? Is it called
the racetrack?
Oh,
you can just
right. They allow you to bring your own beer.
Did not have to walk him through that.
Joe wasn't really there.
Fugazi, fugazi.
But no, I thought that was cool. I liked what I really like, and this is what I missed. Like the thing that I really, and I don't miss it because I never got to experience it. But the whole feeling of like their plans getting busted, but nobody having phones, so it's not like they can text each other and be like, oh, here's what we do. So it's literally them just driving around and like pulling up next to each other on the strip and like being like, hey, we're thinking about doing this later. And they're like, all right, well, you know, we'll see you there. Like that, I think is awesome. So it's all word of mouth. It's like, you know, it's them like ordering a burger at their local burger joint and like then Matthew McConaughey pulls up next to him like, hey, we're thinking about doing this. And then like, I don't know. I just like, I think that is so, like it's so much more personal than like just shooting out text like, hey, we're thinking about everybody meet up here.
New phone, who dis?
Yeah.
Would you cancel your trip if your son, if a beer truck pulled up in front of your house?
That, I thought about
that.
Because
he's like,
unpack
the bags, we're staying home.
Yeah.
It's like, come on.
If I didn't trust my kid,
just get the fuck out of here.
You're saying you and Sarah.
I'm talking about them.
No, I'm with you. Like, I just, if I trusted my kid and his friends, like if I knew his friends and I knew it wasn't gonna, they were going to trash the house, but like, I went to some high school parties that should have never happened. And so, like, if my kid was like that, who I knew he would just, like, invite everybody.
Yeah.
Looking at the people that just were here. And then I would just be like, no, I would cancel. Yeah. I wouldn't let them break my urinal in the basement.
Wink, wink.
But no, I
cannot wait until Joella has her little first house banger.
Well, she's just not ever going to have friends, so...
Have you gotten shotguns yet to hang over the to clean when the prom date shows up?
I tried
to
get him a shotgun. I wasn't allowed.
What?
It's a shame. That's my wedding gift to Jared was going to be
really
a shotgun. Get this. It's an AK-47 frame that shoots shotgun shells.
Oh, so yeah.
It's
that's
semi-automatic.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
That's like used by like Russian special forces.
Sarah wasn't having it.
Sarah was not a fan. And I understand because it was a weapon of war.
Assault weapon. A weapon of war.
So instead I got half of a Nintendo something.
Yeah.
That I,
yeah, you can have it. It's in there.
I don't play. No.
Speaking of guns, I love that the guy comes and like holds them at gunpoint for breaking his mailbox. So like when that happened in that scene in the movie, I thought it was the guy. Even when I was rewatching it, I thought in my head that it was the guy whose like window they broke with the bowling ball, which I do understand. Like if you break my car window, then I'm holding you up at gunpoint.
Yeah.
If it's a mailbox, I mean, come on, dude, that's like $15 at Home Depot. You'd be fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seemed a bit extreme.
How do you know it was? Did he say
He said you broke my mailbox.
Yeah, busted up my mailbox.
But I really like that scene too because the guy acts like he steals the beer. He's like, I'm paying for the beer, man. Yeah, don't worry about it. He's like, I'm just fucking with him.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought that was really cool. I'm like, oh, okay, this guy's not so bad.
just are you talking
about the beer, man?
You're talking about the guy with the straps on, or the.
That guy.
Okay. What's his fucking name?
I don't know his name. I
fucking love that guy.
Yeah.
He's such a great fucking actor.
Didn't Mitch get on the car with him?
Yeah, Mitch and him get
freaking out
because he was like, I'm gonna steal the beer, Mitch, you gotta watch, be lookout. He's like, I don't know if I'm cool with this man. He's like, I'm gonna pay for it. I'm just kidding.
That guy was cooler than cool.
Yeah, ice cold.
Him, Pink. Yeah, Ben Affleck was the only douche. What about that the black guy's little jazz shirt?
They all had fantastic shirts.
Outfits, yeah.
Except for Mitch. But I want all of their shirts. They're all just like silk.
What about Carl? How about this? What about Carl's pants in the beginning of the movie? Yeah. It looks like a pirate. It looks like a pirate.
He's got the stripes.
Or Beetlejuice.
Yeah, Beetlejuice. Yeah. Yes.
This is fucking awful. I do love his teacher. Vietnam.
He says something, they all flinch.
I thought that was Michael Keegan or the Key and Peele guy. Doesn't that kind of look like him?
You think? I mean, yeah, but he'd be way too old.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, yeah, but.
But yeah.
Have you ever seen or heard of American Graffiti?
I've heard of it, but I haven't. That's Quentin Tarantino. No, that was Steven Spielberg.
Is that a movie?
Yeah.
I think George Lucas. Sorry.
Which one is it?
I think it might have been both of them.
But it was George Lucas's first, unless I'm thinking of something different.
Spielberg and Lucas always worked together. Kind
but of. It was his first movie before Star Wars. Like, he'd had a really good success with that, so they, like,
that was, make Star I Wars. Think, like the 50s or the 20s.
They have, like, a knife fight in that, don't they?
Yeah. And it was like this movie was trying to do what American Graffiti did. It's just all one night.
Gotcha.
What would you, and what's the top of your mind? For the most modern movie, today's Dazed and Confused.
Well, I know you're going to say Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
No. Today's modern talking.
Superbad?
So this was 70s. So, Superbad, I would call 90s.
Superman. No, that was 2000s.
2000s?
That was between 2000 and
2010. That is a good one. I was thinking, I guess that's so much better than mine.
Project
now.
X?
I was thinking of Project X.
Project X, I need to go back and rewatch
it. Fucking nuts, but I love that movie.
I'd have to go back and watch it. I've only seen it the once. But
I've only seen it one time.
I fuck it. I might be the biggest fan of Project X.
Really?
It's got the guy.
It's got your boy in it.
Who? I don't even know who's
name.
In that movie.
I don't know what his name is either.
The guy from War Dogs. Is that here?
He should be in the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, the guy from 21 or what's that movie? That movie was surprisingly good. The one
when
where
the Chinese kid turns 21.
When he turns 21, I forget what that's called. It's not 21 because that's the blackjack movie. But that movie where he turns 21 and
that's kind of all one night.
But that one's like a comedy. Like that's way over the top, like crazy shit. But I was like very pleasantly surprised by that movie.
Ooh, what's that guy who died?
Oh,
sheesh. Are you talking about Miles Teller?
Yeah, Miles Teller.
Yeah.
Fucking love that guy.
That's the guy.
Whiplash.
You know what's another good movie? And now we're just talking about random movies. Let's Be Cops. No, Let's Be Cops.
Oh, where they get the cop suits? And, yeah. Yeah, I fucking love that movie.
That's got Keegan Michael Key in it. There you go.
Does it? Yeah, yeah, it does.
I don't think I've seen that.
Who's the white dude?
That's the guy from... He's from Girls, I think. Or white...
Tag, right?
I don't know who he is. I don't know his name. His name's like Jake something.
Wait, you're right.
So who's the guy that died? Did you say anything?
Bill Withers.
What?
James Dean.
What?
Was in like one movie, and I think it was All About
Jimmy
One
Dean?
Night. Yeah,
James Sausage Dean. Breakfast?
Not Jimmy Dean. It's like,
but oh, speaking of the one night, sorry to cut you off, but I forgot to mention this, and that's why we're doing this today. Dazed and Confused takes place on May 28th, 1976, I believe.
Hum-rum.
And so we waited until this day, May 28th, 2020, to film it. So we're filming this on the day of the movie,
which is still a Tuesday.
Mind
you, those listening,
don't fact check that. Button.
Stand sharp out there. Other car that I really liked, the coach's Jeep.
Yeah.
Thought that was pretty...
Is that a Bronco?
Pretty down under. I don't think it was a Bronco.
Okay.
I think it might have been a Jeep.
That coach was a chop.
Shitty Jeep.
Dude, coach, I think, nailed the, like...
You're coming in for a serious... What did he say? A serious attitude adjustment.
I don't like that coach. I like their, like, offensive line coach.
He comes up with the short shorts
and pulls him up. That guy is exactly whenever my dad. So my dad used to be like involved, and he was like the football team's like medic when he was a kid.
Okay,
Dan, did all the first day. He was like the train. He did like help the training.
Dan Forcom. Yeah,
I don't know.
That's what his name was.
And so he, but so he was like he would always talk about coaches and stuff like that, and like the shit they would get into. And whenever he talks about a coach, that guy's the guy that I picture. The guy that comes over and pulls up, he has the high socks and pulls up his high-waisted shorts. And I just like, that's the embodiment of
a
football coach.
Baseball outfit he was wearing?
No, it was football.
Okay.
It had to be. There was the football team.
I fucking can't stand the fact that baseball coaches dress like the players.
It's part of the game,
though. It is just, ugh.
Great.
Come on, old fella.
You don't like seeing old fat guys in
baseball? I don't like that. The only person I like seeing in a baseball suit is Chris Christie.
What?
Have you ever seen a picture of Chris Christie in a baseball outfit?
No.
Oh, Jared. Chris Christie.
Isn't Chris Christie a politician? Yes. Fat politician.
Yeah. Evan DeFupa.
Oh,
yeah.
Is that Mr. Fuchs?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Rounding third and heading home.
Is he a potato? talk about thick.
What is going on down there? What? That's the perfect camel toe.
How does he fit all that in them jeans?
All that meat.
Whoa,
somebody
fake.
Blew it up. Right. Yeah. Somebody's just having a little fun there.
Oh, man.
That is
coming at you, not a
good day for politics.
Wow.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, I'm bad.
Oh, man.
Anywho.
Wow.
That man.
That'll scar your eyes.
Sex appeal incarnate.
So, end of this movie. Yeah. Question. Yeah. Why in the hell? Maybe it was because... Was this based in Texas? Or
they never said.
What's up with never you said, Texas?
I don't know. Something about that coach's accent and how football was so big.
None of them had a Texas accent.
Really? Main football coach, kind of?
I mean, okay. He was the only one.
Your new serious attitude, yes. Anywho... They get,
don't think I haven't noticed.
they get busted, and instead of calling their parents,
you busted.
Yeah, instead of calling their parents, they call the football coach.
Yeah,
like come on, that doesn't happen.
I bet it does.
Probably if you catch in a small town.
Yeah,
if you catch your lead quarterback doing anything, they probably call the coach first. Because they don't want him to get in trouble. You got to think, like, we're a little bit different.
You thinking the parents would, like, pull them from football?
Yeah, they don't want the kids. Like, so here's the thing. Like, we grew up in a town with a lot of football teams.
Yeah.
But, like, I know people that grew up in like small towns from Ohio, and like
just one team.
Their football team was all everything they had, and yeah, so like they were so proud of their football team, even though their football team was Division IV. Mm-hmm. That was like their pride and joy. And it's like if you're on that team, like they don't want if you do something stupid like this, where it wasn't necessarily illegal.
Yeah,
they're like they're not gonna try to. They don't want you to get in trouble, but they want you to like learn a lesson. So they called the coach. So that part makes sense.
Yeah, probably just get smoked at practice.
Yeah, do up downs till the cows come home. I remember that we went on a it was a freshman year at LaSalle, first travel game. I think we drove up to Lima or some shit.
Okay.
On charter buses, two buses. Lima. What? Lima, whatever.
Yeah,
Lima,
Lima.
Anywho, so we come back and the like. The bus was just like a fucking wreck. Like somebody took a shit in the toilet and it overflew and there was like piss and shit coming out of the toilet. Fucking nasty. It was like coming out of the bathroom and into the bus.
Oh.
And like we were just causing a ruckus. I think we won. Anywho, but yeah, we came back and
I had a scoop about that one.
Yeah, that's Big Willie about that. We had to I guess nobody cleaned it, so we just did up downs the whole next practice. Damn. Just up down.
How long?
Till the cows came home. Oh. According to Dan Flynn. Was that his name, Dan Flynn? Yeah. I always get him and Fleming confused.
I don't know why Dan Flynn's telling you. He's the athletic director.
What he was he? Our freshman football coach.
Yeah.
All right. People.
Oh, Christ.
Dear, what's his face retired?
Yeah.
No.
Separate, but is it Dirty Durkers?
Oh, yeah, Matt Durkers.
Matt Durkers retired. He's not. Should we call him?
Hunt you down.
Yeah, let's get
see
him
what
on,
he thinks about.
He won't be hunting you down for money anymore.
Days. Yeah, really.
Until he gets you on his next call list.
Yeah.
Where the fuck he goes.
So let me ask you this. Do you think that you think that the high school experience these days is anything close to what was in that movie?
No.
Like, do you think ours was? Like, no. Do you see that happen and you think anything about how our school was?
Did we have a party in a field? And they had a kegger. I don't know if we had keggers in high school.
I doubt it.
That's because back then the drinking age was 18.
18, yeah.
So they were all allowed to drink. That's bullshit, yeah. I remember that saying stories about getting out of LaSalle and going down to that little bar down the street.
Cloverleaf.
Yeah, Cloverleaf to get a beer.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking awesome.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, too, is just that, like, well, they might not have been 18, but that's when, like, because when the beer truck gets delivered, like, he knows he's delivering to the kid. He's like, all right.
Yeah.
And, like, he's like, no, I think you got the wrong house. So, like, them getting beer wasn't the problem. It was just they didn't have anywhere to party.
I think what blew my mind more was the fact that the younger kids, so they're eighth graders. How old does that put them?
Like 14.
14? Driving their parents' car.
I know.
That is what blew my mind.
I didn't think about
that. And I think my dad told me he used to drive around his parents' car like really young. So I think that is something. I don't know.
I
That'd
mean,
be scary.
Yeah. I wouldn't have, I was terrified. Like, I mean, but I guess that's not that, but like, we were driving, 15 and a half?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not that crazy, but I didn't think about that.
That was what blew my mind. Like, hey, man, he shows up to the last day of grade school. Hey, man, I stole my dad's car, so.
You know what's weirder to me is that the juniors in their school knew by sight who the eighth graders were. Like, they were just going around and finding them out and about.
That's true.
Do you think they were just beating the shit out of any kid they found? Oh, you fucking freshman. They're like, I'm in sixth grade. And they're like, yeah, whatever. Like, I feel like that would have been my strategy. If I was an eighth grader going into my freshman year, I'd be like, dude, I'm in seventh grade.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Like, and then they would be like, oh, okay.
We'll
and
meet you next year.
So,
you can't hide. If you hide, you're going to get it.
So I was, fun little fact for our fellow listeners, the few that there are. I was in a fraternity in college, and one of the stories, so when I was there, it hit like our 100th anniversary, and all these old timers came back and told all their stories. They said shit like they used to have their pledges like roll peanuts down the street, the main street in town with their nose, and that was actually a deleted scene in this. It was with eggs or something like that. And like the town folk used to like come out and like cheer him on. Like it was a fun. it was a fun thing.
Yeah. Than I, like yeah, it would suck to do, but nobody's getting hurt.
The shit be out. Yeah, that's
so true. Like I like I'm way more on board with like doing embarrassing shit like that.
Air raids.
The air raids would still suck too. I don't know. Like I mean, I guess that's similar.
They give him pacifiers.
Yeah, I don't know. The whole spanking thing is super. I would never take part.
Yeah, that's a full force spank.
Well,
with a 2 foot long pound,
it hurts.
And Joe loves it.
The soul pull.
The what?
The soul pull.
The soul pull. it hurts.
Yeah,
it hurts really bad.
I wouldn't want that.
Oh, it was funny though.
Let me ask you
this. It was so cool because it was everybody in one little room and it would just go one after another and everybody would like cheer really loud once you got hit. Like the what song? That song, every like it would cut when the person was winding up to hit the next person. Like and then there would be like a few fake outs like like you get real close and you fake them out, and then it's just wind up and smack and everybody would be, yeah, it's pretty fun.
I guess
it gets the blood flowing.
Nothing fun. That doesn't sound fun at all.
How many people did you have to get hit by?
Just like two.
Okay. So it wasn't like once. Everybody.
No, it's just like you and your big or yeah, whatever. True. Yeah.
Did you have to bang him after that?
I would never talk to somebody.
Neither here nor there.
Yeah.
And my guy was a baseball player too.
Did you talk to him after he did it?
Puerto Rican guy, huh?
Yeah, we talked. We had a few beers, yeah. Cigarette, smoking a pancake,
bong in the blitz,
cigarette and a waffle.
I will say that I thought that was one of the cool things that came out of this movie, which was just that they're like. I really like that the seniors were, like, bringing the freshmen into the fold.
Yeah.
I thought that was really cool.
Pretty neat.
I mean, because I kind of had that, like, so my brother was a senior when I was a freshman, and so he did take me to parties, and I think that was, like, kind of what I connect with a lot about this. Is like,
yeah.
I've been that, like, young kid at a senior party, and, like, they kind of just bring you. They're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
I've been that. I've had that experience once.
So, yeah, your brother was the same age. Yeah. So it was kind of cool.
Do you remember... Did your brother ever get you beer illegally?
Yeah. Mine did.
Yeah?
I've been advised not to answer that question. But no, he made sure I had everything.
Case of Keystone. It was at Lake Hills, and we ran out of some side street that wasn't even... It was like, hey, Daniel, I'll meet you. Just drive, and I'll see your car, and I'll run out and get you.
Yeah.
We just ran out.
I would go pick my brother up.
All right, hold on.
Take him to Kroger, and he would buy it.
Let me ask you this. Nice. What is the sketchiest way you've ever bought beer? Other than, I guess garage hopping is probably your best.
Nah, that's stealing, but, yeah.
Well, I mean, so we had I did this thing. I will never forget this, because it was the weirdest. It's like, so there's this dude. I think his name was G. Like, he went by G.
Jeeves?
No, just G, like capital G.
Ask Jeeves?
But he... would buy kids, like high school kids, beer.
Yeah.
And he was like a middle-aged black guy. Did not look like he had his life together very well. But like people knew him. Everybody had his number.
In the city of Cincinnati.
It was a very Coleraine thing. Yeah. And so, but we went. And so like somebody was driving. It wasn't me. We went and picked him up. And we had like three dudes in the car.
What the
and so
fuck?
We picked him up at a UDF. And we're like, hey, man, we need a case of this. He's like, all right, but you got to take me somewhere else. I was just buying beer in here for other people. And so we drove to a different store. We bought beer. Like, he got us two cases of beer. And then, like, we paid him, like...
with a markup?
Maybe 20 bucks, yeah.
Oh, you got to tip him.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, like, we paid him 20 bucks for the... Like, I think we bought two cases, so it was 40 bucks. We gave him 60. And then we like had to go, and he's like, all right, now I need you to drop me off at some other place.
That's awesome.
So it was...
Really?
And it was... We were just like, what the fuck is going on? And the dude had to be... over 30, like easily, like probably 40. It's just like some that nobody really knew who he was.
How did you find out about this guy?
I didn't. Like, I was with Coleraine kids, and they knew about him, so they like had his number and they facilitated. I would just happen to be.
They hand out business cards, or
not really, not that kind of business. But that was the sketchy. Like, I felt like I was buying drugs, but it was just beer.
That's fucking interesting.
It was very sketchy.
I've never.
I don't have a sketchy encounter really.
It was always that.
I don't think.
What that
You got
the gas station right across from St. James.
Marathon. Oh, yeah, Marathon.
Yeah, they were kind of infamous for distributing.
Harvest Home Drive-Thru.
Yeah, Harvest Home Drive-Thru. that place, they were kind of strict. So I think I got rejected there once or twice. They
eventually became strict.
Did you guys, were you guys ever, like, did you start ordering drinks out at restaurants, like at a bar before you turned 21?
No.
Never.
Not even once?
I mean, college, but... That kind of worked.
Like
me specifically ordered? Yes. No.
Joe Campbell, I don't know what I should say though, but Joe knew knew the secret to it. And after he told me this, I had never gotten declined. And what it is he said, like, what he did, his trick was he would go up to the bartender and he'd be like, hey, do you guys have anything anything on special right now? And they'd be like, yeah, Michelob Ultra. He's like, all right, I'll take one of
those. That'll be fine, pal.
And then they never card. They're just like, oh, okay. Or if you go, so I did that once and then it worked. And I was like, oh, this works. And then I was at another one. And I remember, like, as long as you go up and you're treating it like you're not worried. Like, I'd be like, oh, can I get a Coors? I was like, no, I'll take a Bud Light. Then they're like, okay. But as long as you were like,
mix your mind up.
As long as you weren't like,
I'll have a glass of alcohol, please.
Yeah. One beer, please. Yeah.
Martini.
As long as you didn't like, weren't a bitch about it, as long as you acted like you knew what you were talking about, never carded. But I didn't do it often. But
I remember I got really drunk one time and sat in the chair where people card people coming into the bar.
Oh, and just carded
and
people.
Started carding people. Yeah. Yeah.
I've given my ID to somebody that's all right, doing
you're
that
good,
before.
Pal.
Because we did that at Kentucky Bourbon Barrel. We walked in and there was some dude collecting IDs. He's like, let me see your ID. I was like, they don't card here. He's like, all right, go ahead. And then everybody at the bar was sitting and watched him, and he was just carding everybody that came in. And like the people I walked in with behind me gave him their ID.
Are you talking about that time we went?
Was there a guy carding? Because I've been there a bunch of times. And
I don't remember.
It was very much that bar. Because I'd been there before. I was like, they don't do that here.
Okay, I got you. I don't think I was there.
But I do think that's kind of funny. It's harmless. Like, as long as he's not being a dick about it, like, it's pretty harmless. It's kind of funny.
Nah, I don't think so.
But it's always a huge dude. Like, it's always, like, a big, burly guy that's like, exactly. Like, I'm not going to stop him.
I love this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I agree. One of the best soundtracks that's around. I wonder if it's just one of those things where it's like, I would imagine there's no way that all those songs were on the radio at the same time. Like, it's my guess that they picked, they cherry-picked songs going back in time a little bit.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, 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 yeah.
But it still is one of my favorite.
More importantly, what movie scene would you recommend that we recreate?
I think Jared nailed it. Jared, you want to give your suggestion?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, the part where Matthew McConaughey pops the hood of his car... Going through the specs of what's going on with the engine and whatnot in front of the old pool hall.
Should we go in front of Crossroads?
We can go in front of, I don't know, Kenny's.
Yeah.
Club Kenny.
Or we could find someplace better than that. But we use Jackson's shit-colored SUV, CRV.
I think it's
could
a
be
perfect.
Fucking hilarious.
I think it'd be
it's
perfect.
Him and it's McConaughey and the douchebag who gets in a fight later on in the movie, right?
And that doesn't even have to be the one. We just gotta do that.
That's such a simple scene. I think we can do that. It's a slam dunk.
It'd be
we can do a couple of small scenes. Yeah.
As soon as I saw it, I just, like, laughed out loud. It's like, there's my recreation.
We can get on the field at LaSalle and do the 50-yard line end of the movie scenes with them throwing the keys to each other.
What about the mom scene when she pulls a shotgun? That's
funny.
Too many people.
What?
Oh, it is.
Four
people?
One, two, three.
I'll just go get Lynn involved.
Yeah.
Or we get Jan involved.
I think the paint scene would be fucking.
Yeah,
clever.
But it's wouldn't that be so messy?
That's a lot of people in that.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess there's only four or five or six, but...
No.
Really only need three.
Yeah.
One on the roof. Four filming.
We could do... You got a handgun.
I do have a handgun.
We could do the scene in somebody's car where one of us is the guy with the gun, and then the one is the guy in the passenger seat, one's in the driver's seat. How
do they get away? They hold on to his hand?
No, so he was like, all right, the cops are coming, and he puts his gun away. Yeah. And the guy in the passenger seat shifts it down into drive, and the other guy slams on, because his hands are,
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
But that's just one.
Is there a moon tower around here?
No. I'm also terrified.
I would never climb that fucking... did like Slater's thing when he's climbing up. Yeah, man. Freshman's climbing up. Hit every pole on the way down, man.
Yeah, you know a guy died in Clifton. That was doing that, right?
Really? Climbing a tower?
So there was a hand huge...
Exploded.
His what?
His body exploded.
Yes. He was climbing a radio tower in Clifton. Huge. Like 200 feet. I don't even know how high it is.
It's high.
It's very high.
Yeah.
Fell on his way up, and I guess he hit shit on his way down, and his body came apart. Like, people were finding limbs and shit in their front yards all over Clifton. Like, it was
sprinkled.
It was bad. Yikes. And it's just like, but I guess, like, I think he broke into, because I think it was like enclosed. Yeah, I think he broke into and
I
was
think
climbing
all of that shit is enclosed.
And certainly broke the wall to get in there.
Wow. Yeah, so no, I'm not a big fan of climbing shit.
Damn it.
Pretty cool though. If you knew you weren't going to get hurt.
I wish we could get into a school. If we could get into a school, we could do some of the school scenes, but...
Come on. Let's go.
And I love the teacher just pats him on the...
Who's the wood... And that's what... I'm so pissed we didn't have, like, a wood shop or...
I agree.
That sucked.
Would have been a cool class.
Yeah.
What else? There was one that I was thinking of, and now I can't. I think it was just them drinking on top of one of the cars. Like, were like sitting on the hood.
Do we know
when they were
anybody who has a truck? So we can do that
my
one
brother
scene
has
where
a
he
truck.
Stands up and
you can do
sits
it.
Back down.
But the scene, it's when Slater's talking about Martha Washington, and they're talking about aliens and stuff. There's like somebody laying
we can
on the
do that.
Somebody's laying on the hood of the car,
like, rolling
on the
joint.
Top.
Yeah.
And just hanging out and talking. So that would be an easy one to like...
Who's Slater?
I'll do it. Behind every man, there's a woman. And that one, Martha
Washington, man.
I love it.
She was a hip lady.
They have so many cool little handshakes and
yeah.
Kick you later.
You cool, man?
Okay. Yeah, I'm cool. Wookie. Okay. That's what my brother used to say that all the time. Wookie.
Yeah, no.
We got to get that hat. That's like a Samuel L. Jackson hat, right?
Yeah, I don't know where I'm going to find that. What is that, a beret?
I don't think it's beret. It's not Puma, but it's a kangaroo.
A kangaroo hat?
It's a kangaroo hat.
Yeah.
Is that what what did you just say?
A kangaroo hat. I don't know. It's from... Big Mouth, they talk about
that's exactly
hat.
What it is. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
So, yeah, no, I mean, we could we'll figure one out. I think we can land on one. Yeah. I don't know exactly what it's gonna be.
School's out forever. What do you say? We put a bow on this one, Jared.
Yeah, sign on off.
I was looking at his hat.
Yep.
All right, well, that is going to do it for us here tonight. That was our Season 3, Episode 2, our Days Confused episode. So thanks for sticking around. But we will catch you next week on Tuesday. So, hey, Joe, what time can they find us?
I think Tuesday around 7. And, Jared, where are we going to big guy?
The Yucatan Podcast Stand, man.
All right, thanks, guys. See you next week.